From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Catherine Wheeler. MCARE Holdings, one of the biggest emergency room staffing companies in the country, is facing scrutiny by U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, who has just asked it to justify its billing rates. Member station KCUR's Dan Margulies reports.
McCaskill, a Democrat from Missouri, sent a letter last week to the CEO of MCARE's parent company, stating MCARE's billing practices, quote, may have contributed to a decline in health care quality and access for patients. Although hospitals negotiate fees with health insurers, the physicians provided by MCARE typically are not part of those networks, allowing them to bill at higher rates. More than 10 hospitals in Missouri contract with MCARE. A Yale University study found that hospitals that outsourced their emergency care to MCARE had average out-of-network billing rates of 62%. MCARE called the study fundamentally flawed and dated, but acknowledged patients' dissatisfaction with their unexpectedly high ER medical bills. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
Missouri Democrats rolled out their wish list for healthcare policy in the state yesterday. KCUR's Brian Ellison reports, with Republicans controlling the state government, their ideas face an uphill battle.
The Democrats support expanding Medicaid in Missouri under the Affordable Care Act, no surprise there, but they would also allow individuals to buy into the Medicaid plan at cost, though they acknowledge they couldn't be sure what that cost would be. The party roadshow started Tuesday in St. Joseph and continues with stops today across the state. Local legislators said in Kansas City their positive, proactive vision contrasted with Republican health care cuts. State Senate candidate Hillary Shields said that's part of what motivated her to run.
I saw at the state level and the federal level, policies were being passed that were going to hurt people, that were going to hurt my friends and my family.
The Democratic plan also includes increasing access to contraception coverage and regulations on pharmaceutical companies.
A Tyson chicken processing plant in southwest Missouri was fined $2.5 million today in a pollution case. Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe reports the Monette plant has a history of environmental problems.
Dating back to 2011, the Environmental Protection Agency has found violations at Tyson's Monette plant and deemed it a significant non-complier in cleaning up the problems. In the latest case, the company pleaded guilty in federal court to discharging an animal feed ingredient that killed more than 100,000 fish in a nearby stream. In 2015, Tyson paid the state $500,000 for that same fish kill. Tyson issued a statement saying it was an unfortunate mistake that it deeply regretted. The company also agreed to corrective action. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.
The Springfield News Leader reports Navy veteran Cortland Sykes announced his candidacy yesterday for Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill's seat. McCaskill's seat is up for re-election in 2018. In a news release, Sykes bills himself as a political outsider. Congressional records show Sykes was paid by U.S. Representative Bruce Westerman of Arkansas to do military and veteran affairs work in 2016. Other Republican contenders include Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. I'm Catherine Wheeler, KBIA News, Columbia.